You are tuning in to our 7-episode series celebrating National Public Health Week here on Clifton Health On Air.
This is episode 5, Reproductive and Sexual Health.
Hello, everyone. This is John Beagle. I am the health officer and the director of health and human services for the city of Clifton. I just want to wish everybody a happy National Public Health Week. I want to thank all those public health professionals that serve, whether it be the city of Clifton, state of New Jersey, or around the country and around the world. Thank you for what you do and for keeping people safe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome to Clifton Health On Air. I'm your host, Danielle.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren.
And welcome to our National Public Health Week podcast series. And today we are going to talk about reproductive and sexual health. When people have access to quality reproductive and sexual health care and education, they can live happier and healthier lives. We have two people with us today, Kim and Ashley, from the Clifton Health Department, and we welcome you. Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome.
And those who are just listening, because it's National Public Health Week, we are a local health department podcast here in Clifton, New Jersey, located 12 miles west of New York City. So ladies, let us know what's up with reproductive and sexual health.
Yes. So National Public Health Week put out the question, who can make a difference and destigmatize reproductive and sexual health? So they give a few examples. The first one is getting screened for cancer and tested for STIs. There's also donating menstrual hygiene products to local shelters, expanding access to reproductive health services, and combating discrimination in reproductive health care.
Thank you so much. So let's talk about it.
Yeah, so as Kim mentioned, one of the ways to make a difference is to get screened for cancer and tested for STIs. There actually has been a recent reported case of sexually transmitted infections such as chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis on the rise in the United States. You can prevent infections and disease by getting routine screenings to protect yourself and others. And in fact, breast, colorectal, and prostate cancers are three of the most common forms of cancer in the United States.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So to jump right into the breast cancer screening, it is actually recommended that women who are 50 to 74 years old should get a mammogram every 2 years. Women who are 40 to 49 years old should talk to their doctor or other healthcare provider about when to start and how often to get a mammogram. And I just want to point out that this actually depends on family history and genetic factors as well.
And with the breast cancer screening, every year we partner with Hackensack Meridian Health. So this past October, you might have seen on our social media that Hackensack was there and they did have a breast cancer education table. And while they were there, they were making appointments for mammograms as well for residents.
This was at our satellite office located in 207 Parker Ave, correct?
Yes. So this is part of our City of Clifton satellite office. And if anybody ever has any questions regarding that, they can contact us at 973-265-1533.
And to jump into the next cancer screening, we have colorectal. Adults aged 45 to 75 should be screened for colorectal cancer.
Ashley, how would someone know about any upcoming screenings that are happening?
So residents can know any upcoming screenings that we have on our social media page at Clifton Health or our website, cliftonnj.org. We actually have a free colorectal screening happening on April 25th from 1 to 3 p.m. at City Hall. If you'd like to register, please contact the health department at 973-470-5760.
Thank you so much.
And another important screening is prostate exam. So that would be for men who are 55 to 69 years old. And with this screening, it is best to reach out to your primary care physician because of family history and genetic factors that might differ depending on what those are.
Another important screening would be the HIV screening. All patients between the ages of 13 and 64 should get tested for HIV at least once as part of their routine health care. This actually promotes destigmatization regarding HIV testing. Another important screening would be cervical cancer screening. This is where you have the HPV test and the Pap test, which can help prevent cervical cancer or at least detect it early. HPV is short for human papillomavirus that could actually cause potential cell changes on the cervix. This test could be included with the Pap test as well. The Pap test, or most commonly known as the Pap smear, is short for Papanicolaou. It looks for precancers or any general changes on the cervix that might become cervical cancer if not treated appropriately. Ideally, you should start getting Pap tests at least between the ages of 21 and 25. The most ideal age is 21. And most importantly, you want to make sure that you are checking with the CDC for more information on the testing guidelines, as they do change depending on factors such as age, health status, and family history.
Thank you, ladies. That was a lot of information.
Yes, we just wanted to make sure that all Clifton residents know what's out there and that they can always call us if they ever have any questions regarding any of these screenings. Another way of making a difference in reproductive and sexual health is donating menstrual hygiene products to local shelters.
Yeah, Kim, and I'd just like to add in for all of our residents and listeners, you can always visit our website and our social media pages. We update our information frequently on any local partners or organizations that are looking for specific donations that are needed.
Yes, we always make sure to let the residents know of other organizations and partners that we work with.
Is there any local resources about reproductive, like expanding reproductive health?
Yes, there are many resources that expand access to reproductive health services, which first and foremost promotes health equity. Not everyone has health insurance or other means to access services. Some of the organizations that the Clifton Health Department partners with for reproductive services would be EDGE NJ. This is a nonprofit organization that has come to the City of Clifton satellite office to offer free HIV testing and support groups, behavioral counseling to residents with HIV or those at risk for HIV. Another one would be Planned Parenthood. We refer residents here who might need access to STI testing, treatment, and preventive screenings, such as a Pap test. And North Hudson Community Action is another organization that we refer residents to. They offer family planning and general screenings for all, and they also provide referrals if needed.
And the Clifton Health Department partners up with the Patterson Health Division for any testing of STDs as well.
And one of the last things you can do to make a difference in reproductive and sexual health is combating discrimination in reproductive health care. So since we are an accredited health department, we must ensure that we keep to a certain standard. Every year, our employees participate in a cultural competency training. We do our best to provide services and referrals to our residents to ensure that they are getting free, accessible care and given the resources to do so, especially to reproductive health-based organizations. So this helps promote cultural competency. We do live in a very diverse city with many different languages, many different backgrounds. So it is important to make sure that people's health needs are being met and that it's important to be mindful and aware of that.
Thank you both so much. And if you have any questions related to reproductive and sexual health care, related to any of these or have any questions regarding any of the resources we stated on this podcast, please give the health department a call and we will refer you to someone who can answer. Okay. Thank you so much. And I hope you guys have a wonderful National Public Health Week.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you for all you do here at the Clifton Health Department. And for those who have tuned in to Clifton Health on Air just because it's National Public Health Week, follow and subscribe because we have awesome content on this podcast.
Tune in to our podcast every day this week for a new episode of our 7-episode series celebrating National Public Health Week. If you have any questions, you can email us at health@cliftonnj.org. You can visit our website, www.cliftonnj.org. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. Our handle is Clifton Health. And as we do before we leave every day, let us ask ourselves, did you make a difference in someone's life today?